Are you following me at all? Brothers and sisters, as long as I have that hope, I got demands I cannot make. Now, I don't know exactly how to do this, but I'm going to appeal to my weaker nature. One of these days, that retirement fund's got to go. I understand there are ways to get it out, and the only way to get it out is to quit teaching. And if I quit teaching, I got another problem. If I quit teaching, then I've lost my testimony. So I got two divergent problems, but one of these days, I'm going to quit teaching. And that fund has got to go. I can't afford the privilege of dying with security. I can't afford the privilege of knowing that I can live now without owning anything. I can walk around this earth pretty nigh naked and make all sorts of demands of the Lord's people, but know that when I get old and decrepit, I've got security. Then I live a lie. Is it not true? It's true. When I get old, I gotta have nothing. If the Lord lets me live, I've got to die by the faithfulness of God. And no other way. He will be faithful in my old age and my death, just as he will be, has been in my youth. I still haven't gotten to my point. Could Simon Peter, where are they going? At 7 o'clock? Wow. Praise God. I haven't made my point yet, but I've made several points. Simon Peter didn't have a thing in this world. But I'd like to go back to Simon Peter. Here is Simon Peter. And here's the commercial fishing business on one side, and here is his Lord on the other. And here's Simon. And here's the gospel of the kingdom. You give up everything. And you turn around, and what do? No. Don't put it that way, ever. You gain Jesus Christ. When I passed the book out to you recently, I did not pass that out until I had spent 1 month dealing with this. Quite frankly, I don't ever even want to see anybody attain this without first having done this, because it is against God. It's merchandising Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, my brothers, you can't gain this in its totality until you have done that. And you know that's true. Something deep down inside of you knows that's true. There is no common ground for being in the kingdom of this world. And brothers, that is the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is simply gaining Jesus Christ. I do not mean in salvation, I mean gaining Jesus Christ. To have him and to know him the way Simon Peter knew him. Simon is the prototype of all who would be in the kingdom. Why would I say Simon Peter? Because God gave him the keys to the kingdom. He gained Jesus Christ. Now, Let me have a little parenthesis here and say some of you might not really like getting up at 5:30 in the morning. Well, brother, praise the Lord, be at peace, because tomorrow morning you don't have to get up at 5:30.
Praise the Lord.
Tomorrow morning you get up at 5. Yeah, before 5 to be here at 5. But Gene, it's unnecessary. Then that's even greater gain. I would like to press the world system. I desire to challenge its ways, its systemizations. I would like to walk away from that thing and say, we went to the heart and core of your being, and we defied it. And we broke your power in our life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But that is not our purpose for being here.
Amen.
But we will not do the second part of the kingdom until we have dealt with the first part. Now, brothers and sisters, you were given a book. You consider that book a precious commodity in your life. And I would beg you now, have you gotten through the conversations of Brother Lawrence? And I ask you to go no further. Okay, you begin reading the letters one day at a time, okay? I would ask you to read them slowly, out loud. Be careful, because some of those sentences you pass over that just look so mundane are very important. And pray those pages. Now, praise God. Simon Peter stood up in front of 3,000 people. Had he experienced giving up everything? Let me ask you another question. Had he experienced living commonly? Yes or no? You bet your life. For 3 years, he put up with 11 other ugly boys. Huh? Yeah, and the treasurer was a thief, okay. Brothers and sisters, had he gained the right to be in the Lord's kingdom? Yes or no? Was he a great, sterling example of how to get there? Absolutely no. John the Beloved was a sterling example of how to get there, but John the Beloved was not handed the keys to the kingdom. I mean, he was not made the foremost apostle. Simon Peter kicked, clawed, screamed, fell, and backslid his way into the kingdom of God. Three cheers for Simon Peter. He got there the way you're going to get there. And now Simon Peter stands up in front of 3,000 people, Jews to the last man. And what does he say? What does he say? He says, chunk it all. Chunk it all. The other day I said to the single brothers, you're going to have to raise the standard. Single brothers, raise the standard for us, would you? Raise the standard for chunking it all, would you? Is that all Simon Peter did? Was this all he did? What did he do? He said, lose it all. And what? I'm not even going to give the answer. I'm going to illustrate it. It's Tuesday morning. Pentecost is Monday morning. Sunday, Monday, that's the chunking it all. Tuesday, they're meeting back in the Solomon's Ports. First time they met in Solomon's Ports. It's Tuesday morning. Simon Peter stands up and clears his throat. He says, now this morning, all the people are sitting there real eagerly. What would you like to hear about? Three 3,000 people are sitting out there. You're one of them. And don't anybody say it. Just think about it a moment. What would you like to hear about? What would you like to hear about? All right. Simon Peter says to Andrew, Andrew, you stand right over there, and we're going to unroll this chart here. And this morning, we're going to begin the prophecies of the Book of the Beginning. If he had done that, what would the 3,000 have done? They would have stoned him. The Bible says that we need to know all these things, so we're going to study the Book of Daniel and the Book of Ezekiel. That at best, at safest, they would have walked out on him. What did those 3,000 people need? What did they want? What did they get? You know there is only one thing that Simon Peter could have dared talked about, both to fulfill their desire and what would you have talked about? If you'd have been Simon Peter, what on earth would you have talked about? If we could put you in a time machine and send you back there and you came back at the end of 3 years, what would you talk about? We'd never shut you up. What would you talk about? You would have talked about what it was like living constantly with the Lord Jesus Christ. What did they do on the day after Pentecost? What did they do? They chunked it all. And on Tuesday morning, what did they begin to gain? The Lord Jesus. When they got up in the morning, they were surrounded by people who wanted the Lord. And when they went to bed at night, they were surrounded by people who wanted the Lord. And when they went to the meetings early in the morning, they heard a brother who told them what it was like to be with the Lord. And now, come to my point. And I have not gotten off of the subject of the Lord's love and the Lord's bride. What did Jesus Christ do to attain his sonship? He gave up everything. Obedience to the Father, even to the death on the cross. And now you tell me, please, what happened on the day of Pentecost? What happened on the day of Pentecost? You can say it in three or four words. What? The church was born. And what is the church? The bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come back to my other question. Who's the first citizen of the kingdom of God? Say it again, please, everyone. Who is the second citizen? Say it. His wife. I got news for you.
She was born giving up everything.
Just like he was. Her history runs parallel with his. Her history is absolutely parallel with the Lord's. Sam, you asked me a question the other day. How important are these next 15 days? Sam, will you tell the brothers what I told you? I said, it is possible that the course of church history can be changed by the next 15 days.
Jesus Christ gave up everything of the kingdom of heaven. He was the greatest loser of all time. He lost all. He emerged as a man, wanting not only the kingdom of heaven, but the earth too, that he might have the kingdom of God and be ruler over both. But he emerged having given up everything, and he walked on this earth looking for a bride whom he could love. He died for her, and she came out of his side. And she was like him, bone of his bone and spirit of his spirit. She literally got her spirit from his spirit. Jesus, your Lord, lived on this earth, and he had certain experiences. Now he is after a wife, and he wants her to have the same experience. What must be her first experience? The abandonment of all things to do what? To gain the knowledge and experience of Jesus Christ. Well, what is the knowledge and experience of Jesus Christ? What is Jesus Christ anyhow? I'm going to tell you what Jesus Christ is. I'm going to give you a definition, the lack of which you've never heard. It might not even impress you. Was there a Jesus Christ before 30 AD, but before AD? Well, you say, I don't know. Yes or no? The answer is no. There was, yeah, there was, but no, there wasn't. When you gain him, what have you gained? You have gained a man who was also God, who lived constantly by his Father for 33 years, who began it by giving up everything. Do you realize that he had to give up the kingdom of heaven, you may I say the kingdom of God, in order to gain God? As a man, I'm going to repeat that. You've got to be impressed. He himself was God. But when he became a man, he had to give up his heavenly royalty in order to gain God in his manhood. He could not become a man and hold on to his Godship. He had to give it up in order to gain God again. Well, you're not impressed, but you ought to be. For this reason, you will not gain your divinity until you have lost
everything.
You will duplicate his first experience. But praise the Lord, sisters and brothers. In so doing, you gain the privilege of duplicating his second experience. Now, are you clear what his second experience was? If not, replay the tape. You can hear it. Listen. That morning, the church was born, and they were saved from their sins. The next day, they dropped everything. And the next day, they began the highest adventure in the universe. They began the experience of gaining Christ the way that Christ gained God. You may know him, and to know him is to know what he knows, to experience what he experienced. And he had the privilege of living constantly with his Father. And you may gain the privilege of living constantly with him.
And quite frankly, the business of Jesus Christ having lived with his Father is passé. It's past. It's over. The greatest adventure in the universe right now is a love story. It's a girl
who was once a harlot having the privilege
of holding hands and walking with Jesus Christ. It's the privilege of a peasant girl
becoming the bride and wife of the Lord Jesus.
We live in common around here during the month of June, but it's not for physical exercise. Frankly, it's for the privilege of giving us more time. Now, some of us might not have made that part yet. We're a little pressed on the point. It is giving us the privilege of having left that system. It gives us the privilege of laying down everything to gain the Lord. Now, you listen, brother. I hope that most of you have gained the first half of that privilege. The privilege of the loss of everything.
Brother, would you go after the second?
With a vengeance. With a vengeance. I beg of you, I am pressing you, you press me. I don't want to know how Aunt Sarah is doing. I am not interested in how you feel. I couldn't care less how your automobile is running. Press me into the knowledge of my Lord. Press me. I'll press you. Press me. I'd like to ask the brothers and sisters, go to the Lord and covet with him. For a keen awareness of what we are doing. To consider before the Lord if there is anything else we can drop. And I'm not speaking now of material things so much as time things. And be my brother's keeper. Would you be my keeper? I want you to know that there are literally times I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. If I walk into a room, say, I say, hi, John. Is anybody else here from Memphis yet? You just remember that Gene has forgotten what he's doing. Frankly, I must confess, Susie, I'm not interested in whether or not anyone else has gotten here from Memphis, though I see some new faces here this morning. Praise the Lord. I am interested in gaining my Lord. You know how I want to gain him? I want to gain him exactly like Simon Peter did. I want the privilege of walking with him constantly for 3 years. You give me Jesus Christ for 3 years, and you'll never take him away from me. I want the Lord. And the glorious thing about it is he wants you. The Lord Jesus Christ is out there right now. He's in this room. He's out there. He's anywhere you're going to be today. He's waiting right there. He's on the other side of the door when you open it. He's on this side of the door before you open it. He's in the room when you get there. He's already in the chair next to you. You get back in your car, he's already in there. He's already at every one of those places, standing there waiting for you to get there right now. And he's the greatest lover in history. And he's waiting to love you. Jesus Christ is takeable. And he is the entrance to the kingdom. And he is that kingdom. And we have dropped everything for only one purpose, and that's to gain the Lord. And you pray that Gene Edwards will be more violent on himself, because the more violent Gene is on himself, the more he gains in experience, the more he can give in experience. The more I experience, the more I can demand. And brothers, be warned. I mean to press you. I mean to press you. And if you say this is foolish, praise God, I'll press you anyway. I would like to ask you to go to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, release my imagination. Let me see how much of you I can have today. Show me how to be so conscious of you. If the burden gets too great, just lay it down. And then maybe you'll have the experience of Brother Lawrence. Now that's having the precious privilege of Jesus Christ catching you completely off guard. I don't know if my point today has been clear. My point is this, brothers and sisters, you have left everything. Now claim what is rightfully yours. Claim what Simon Peter got. Claim the Lord himself.